This podcast is a recording of a show that's already happened. Please do not try and text the radio station or enter any competitions as the show has now finished. Enjoy. Woo!
Just feel that beat and sing it. This is the Big Drive Home Podcast with Chris and Scott. Tuesday.
Arsenal boss Mikel Arteta believes Declan Rice can be their lighthouse, whose aura and leadership will give his team a different dimension this season. The England midfielder is training with his new teammates on their tour of the USA after completing a £105 million move from West Ham. Arteta's side are looking to go one better than the previous campaign when they were Premier League runners-up.
Declan is very much known in the league and he's done tremendously well both for West Ham and the England national team. And yeah, he's a team that's going to bring a lot of qualities, a lot of leadership, a lot of experience in the league.
I'm Stevie Shillinglaw. You're up to date.
He did an Arsenal story and he's making tea.
I've done it specifically for him.
Yeah. But, you know, he did ask me. He just said to me, he said, oh, shall I make tea? And I went, well, you can do it. He went, if I make tea, I miss the beginning of the show. And I said, you got to see where your true value is to the show.
Yep.
And he went, what does that mean? I went, I think you're more valuable in the kitchen making tea than you are at the beginning of the show.
I wanted Scott to tell me if he also believes that Declan Rice can be their lighthouse, because that was my favourite bit of what he said.
He'll be back in a minute, so we can ask him at four.
I don't know. We might bring it back later.
Okay.
Right now. The Big Drive Home with Chris and Scott.
Three to the one like this.
Where hit music lives on Radio Essex.
Right, Chris and Scott on the Big Drive Home for Tuesday. Thank you so much for having us on, and let's get the show started. It's got to be in any minute now with tea. Lovely. Dua Lipa, Dance the Night. First tune up for today.
This is the hit music station, Radio Essex.
I'll learn how to talk and we'll start. Radio Essex on the Big Drive Home with Niall Horan and Heaven. It's Chris and Scott. Thank you so much for having us on. We often cover stories that we go back to and see how the story's evolved over the months. Yeah. Any examples?
We done one about a woman who married a ghost.
Yeah, and we've had various updates on that. I've got another update on that very story. Love the ghost story, don't you?
I do.
So just recap for us. The woman married a ghost called Eduardo.
Eduardo, yeah. And then, from what I gathered, the next time we done an update, she was getting a divorce because he cheated on her.
How was she doing the divorce?
Psychic, I'd imagine.
Exorcism.
Yeah. Because, you know, she's all above ball. She's fully in her same mind, obviously. Eduardo had been cheating. I don't know how.
With who? The spirit of
Elvis?
Marilyn Monroe.
Marilyn Monroe, yes. Yes.
That's who he was cheating on her with. So, to catch up on the story, she's from Oxfordshire. She insists she met a soldier, Victorian soldier, true British Victorian soldier, called Eduardo. Now, after he'd burst into her bedroom one night during a storm.
Of course he did.
And after the wedding on Halloween 2022, because they got married, obviously.
On Halloween. Yeah. So ghostly, isn't it?
Things went downhill from there. Eduardo started to become possessive. He always knew where she was.
Yeah,
because he was there, you know, hiding. Well, not even hiding, just see-through. He was see-through.
Yeah.
He was properly hiding, like proper camouflage. So he became possessive. And she got a bit of an online following, and then he began to have a bit of a thing with, you know, Marilyn Monroe, the spirit of. She knew this because she could smell Chanel No. 5 perfume on the ghost husband.
And I always think that's the first thing the conclusion you would come to.
Absolutely.
So, if I walked in with Chanel No. 5 on, Kerry would go, are you seeing Marilyn Monroe?
Are you sleeping with dead Marilyn Monroe?
Yeah, I mean, that's exactly where Kerry's mind would go.
Of course it would. Of course it would.
Instant, I think.
So, feeling frustrated, the woman went to see a psychic on how she
could... I know why she's feeling frustrated as well, but we'll scoot over that.
Because that's not going to be very satisfying.
It's not going to be much impact.
No. So she went to see a psychic on how she could set boundaries with her husband, Eduardo.
I should have boundaries.
You should have boundaries, yeah. With her, and trying and failing, so the psychic couldn't help because it was a ghost. So after this, Eduardo become infuriated. I mean, he started to go mad and started haunting his now ex-wife.
I just find that easy.
The woman decided that this was the final straw. I think it's already happened, the straw. And an exorcism was the only way to get rid of him. So she's returned to the chapel where they married last year and completed this exorcism. Since then, she's released a song detailing the breakup.
No, she hasn't.
Called
she has.
Called Just Another Anthem. And it has concluded her story by starting a life in a more joyful way without Eduardo's presence in her life. I happen to have a little 30-second clip of the song. Because I feel like I know this woman now. We've talked about this woman so much on the show.
Who's singing it? Her?
This is, I don't know.
Yeah,
this
it is her.
It's her. Her name is Barricade or something?
Brocard.
Brocard. That's her name. This is her song. It's called Just Another Anthem.
Because she's got loads of anthems before, yeah. Is she?
She should have done the theme from Ghost. I mean, that would have made more sense. Here we go. Toss the bouquet to a brighter day. Celebrate the hate we invite to play. Divorcing the line of your decay. You've taken me to my knees, let's pray. Just another female anthem. Hate proclaiming nauseous shame and rapist. That's totally draining.
It's like,
I mean, she's a little bit angry.
It's a bit, it's quite frozen.
Yeah. It's actually not the worst song I've ever heard.
It's not the worst I've ever heard. I've heard Jules Edgeworth songs. It's not. It's not.
Radio Essex, Hannah Laing and Good Love. 3:16, big drive home for Tuesday. Yeah, I like talking about Barricade and her Eduardo the Ghost lover. I just.
She's got a website.
Yeah, no, Tom just showed me the website.
Yeah, she looks exactly how I thought she would look.
Yeah.
Slightly. Different.
She's got a podcast as well.
She's got a podcast? She's got a whatcast?
Is it called the A to Z of Ghosts?
No, it's called it
should
Boo.
Be. She's missioning a trick there. It's called what?
Boo.
It's called, but it's not called Boo.
It's called Boo.
What is it? She's simply called Boo. Boo.
See, is she making all this up to become famous? We've been talking about her for nearly a year.
Or more.
Can we get her on the show?
I'm going to give it a go.
Can we get her on the phone? That would be incredible.
Yes.
If we could talk to her on the phone, we can ask all the questions we want about Eduardo. She's a swearer, though, isn't she?
Why don't you get them both on?
Yeah.
She's a swearer.
Why don't you get them both on?
Who's both? What, Eduardo, the ghost?
Well, yeah.
He's on now.
Oh, is it all right?
He's always here.
You all right, Ed?
Yeah. We could get her on and say that Eduardo's been in touch with us.
Oh, yes, we could. Oh, yes, we could. We could say, do you know what?
And he wants
he's
to play.
He's gutted.
Oh, we could. Hang on a minute. We could do that because we can go. We can get her on the phone and say.
Do it like daytime TV.
Yeah, we've got Eduardo on the phone. And he wants to play you a tune. And he wants to say sorry for the whole Marilyn Monroe incident. And he wants to play Chicago, Hard to Say I'm Sorry, on Late Night Love.
Late Night Love.
This is Graham Torrington. Here we go. Everybody needs a little time. She would love that. She'd think that happened.
No, we could. And then, if we really push the boat out, we could get Rico Iglesias to sing to her or something. That'd be amazing.
Wow. I don't need a ghost. That would be good.
Yeah.
I could be your pretend invisible lover. I could take away the pain. We could play Bieber, Sorry.
Blue, Sorry. Seems to be the hardest word.
Yeah. We could do all the big Sorry songs.
We could. Do you know what? Maybe.
Joel Corey, Sorry.
We could get them back together.
Yeah. And you go to the second wedding.
You could DJ.
Yeah, I'd say I won't be there in person. I'll be there in spirit. Eduardo will know and he'll love it.
Yeah.
And it's just £400.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's fun. George Ezra songs to wind Scott up, please, says C. Worth listening that George Ezra insult, Scott, says Deb. So you got a good and a bad out of that.
Brilliant.
What we're looking for, though, is if you're finishing school this week, you're probably on the school run now, let us know how many days you've got left at school this week on a voice note, like Jessica B did yesterday.
We have 3 more days left of school, and you should do a school completed it, mate.
And we'll do a school completed it, mate. If you finish school today, that's all you need to say. If today is your last day at school, just call up and go, Grange Primary School, completed it, mate, or whichever school you go to.
Yes.
And if you've got 2 more days left or 1 more day left, send us a voice note. Tell us what school you go to. Tell us your name and say 2 days left or whatever. like Jessica did there.
I have 3 more days left of school.
You can give it a hi, Chris and Scott, if you want to make it personal. I quite like that. It makes it, you know, makes us know that you know that we're on.
We were called Christmas Scott yesterday.
Christmas Scott yesterday, yeah. So if you want to do hi, Chris and Scott, 2 more days to go at St. Paul's Catholic School, whatever, however you want to do it, mention the school, mention who you are, how many days you got left to school, and if you finish school, just give us a St. Paul's, completed it, mate.
Brilliant.
That'll work. Get those in and we'll play them out in the next 20 minutes. Right, 3:24, Tuesday, big drive home, getting you home from the school run, nearly the summer holidays. How long have you got, Jack and Josh?
Hi, Chris and Scott.
Jack and Josh.
From Grange Primary School.
1 day to go.
Woo! I mean, that is really good. And can you imagine, Jack and Josh is a really, like, that's a really good pairing. The big drive home with Jack and Josh. Sounds
they
better
could go,
than Chris and
they
Scott.
They could do this. They could go Radio Essex, Jack and Josh, Bosch. It's Radio Essex, 220 Kid, Gracie and Don't Need Love. It's 3:30. Thank you so much for having us on. Chris and Scott on the big drive home for Tuesday. If you make any way home from school, let us know how many days left at your school. Send us a voice note and we will play your voices on the radio. One for the kids if you're in the car. While mum and dad are driving on the school run, let us know how many days you've got left at school and we will get you on. Just like Jack and Josh did. Easy as that.
Hi, Chris and Scott. Jack and Josh. From Grange Primary School. 1 day to go.
And then if you finish school today, just give us a completed it, mate. That'd be perfect. Get your voice notes in now. A12 southbound. Around Junction 12 at the Chelmsford Road, Mount Nessing, Shenfield turn off. There's an accident there with very slow traffic. We'll keep an eye on that for you as well. This is Peggy Goo. Tom Grennan and Remind Me, 3:37 on the big drive home. It's a Tuesday on the school run as well. Loads of you finishing school this week. So we're just asking you when. William, what about you?
Hi, Chris and Scott. William, age 7, Tiptree School, St Luke's, and I have 3 more days at school.
3 more days at school, and Jack and Josh, who have 1 more day at school, the excitement is different, isn't it? Because William is 3 more days at school. Jack and Josh, listen to how excited they are.
1 day to go.
You imagine when they ring in tomorrow and go, Jack and Josh, Grange Primary School, completed it, mate.
They're going to be ecstatic.
Yeah, absolutely. So when you finish school and it's happened and you're driving home for the final time, and school's out for summer, obviously, you can then shout out, completed it, mate, which I think we'll start getting a lot of those tomorrow.
I'd like that, because then we can just keep on playing them back to back.
Yeah, I like that. Thank you for all of those. It's Chris and Scott's big drive home. Actually, one of the days this week will be one of those half-day pretend days, won't they? We just bring in games.
Yeah, I think they
do. Wow, we should do that.
Anyway, it normally finishes at once. I can't do that day.
That's not a good idea.
Why not?
Why not?
Because we'll lose Scott for the whole show.
Oh, he's quite competitive, isn't he?
Yeah.
No, let's do it. Let's do it. I'll be less competitive.
Do you know what he said to me? When did we come in the studio? You do, because you were in it. He went, how far? What did you run on Saturday? And I went, 2.5K. And he went, yeah, I did that this morning. And I did it quicker than you. And I was like, I'm in a race. I didn't even know I'd entered.
I did do it quicker.
You did it by 3 minutes quicker. But I wasn't racing you. I was at the gym just doing a run. Well, I didn't think, oh, hang on a minute, in 3 days' time, Mr. Competitiveness is going to go to the gym and beat my score.
Do you know me?
Yeah, no, I realised as soon as you said you went jogging this morning, I went, oh, he's beating me. Yeah. I'm in a race I didn't know was happening, and I lost. It's Radio Essex, the weekends, and popular 3:47 is the big drive home. Chris and Scott, ever had a lucky streak?
Yeah.
Well, you are a lucky streak, to be fair.
You are a lucky streak.
You are literally the definition of a lucky streak. You're blessed, aren't you? I mean, your lucky streak's been going on since when you were born. I've seen you in a casino. It's like, how on earth are you even allowed in here?
I do well in a casino.
Really? Like, crazy well?
Yeah.
I might as well walk into the casino with you and just give you a couple hundred quid and go and sit at the bar.
I've been telling you that for years. Like poker, I think that's skill, not luck.
Yeah,
really,
I'll go along with that.
But you've done all right.
Recently.
Most recently, you're doing...
When we've gone for a couple of meetings in the casino, yeah. I've had a little £2 go on the roulette, little pound. and done well. But I mean, have you ever been on a lucky streak? Where have you won anything big, like in a lottery or that kind of thing? The last thing I won, I think, was at Basildon Football Club.
Yes, Basildon.
Because you came around and said to everyone, anyone want to do the raffle? And I said, yeah, I'll do it. And then I won.
You won top prize.
Yeah. So that was probably the last big thing I won. What about you?
Done 4 gigs this weekend.
you're winning there, aren't you? Tom, lucky streaks? Apart from landing this voluntary job.
Yeah, I think that's pretty much it.
Yeah, it's big, isn't it?
Tom's lucky streak was one time when we wasn't horrible to him for about 4 links.
I saw a story today about a family who are celebrating $100,000 from a scratch card lottery. It's their lottery prize that they've won in 5 years. It's their 5th largest lottery win in 5 years.
I mean, that's unbelievable.
5 times. The parents and their son told the lottery officials they've been playing the lottery together for years, and their lucky streak began in 2017 when the mother won 50,000.
Wow.
Followed up by another 50,000. The mother won a second 50,000 prize in January, and her son followed in the footsteps with a £50,000 in May, and the father finally had his turn in the spotlight when he scored £100,000.
Hang on. So that's...
Inquest!
That's ridiculous. I mean, I've got a friend who won the postcode lottery.
Yeah.
Once.
Yeah.
And then about, a couple of weeks later, won it again.
Well, they pulled the same postcode out.
He won it again. Like not like little money. I think he won like 12 grand one time and then like 15 grand the next time.
I don't tell you the story. I told you a story about my brother's mate. I'll say it again because you might not have heard it if you're listening. But my brother's friend lived in Eastbourne, had a really bad breakup with his wife. Not a nice person.
What, you
did bad things? No, not my brother. His mate. Yeah, yeah.
He's not a nice person.
No. So his mate, who will remain nameless, had a wife and a kid. Wife, not nice. Did bad things. And then, so they split up. He was broke, bus driver in Eastbourne. And his daughter got old enough and she moved completely. She moved to Australia. She was like, I'm going to go and do some work out here. So she went backpacking off to Australia. He decided, she's making my life hell, so I'm going to leave. So he moved somewhere else, which I won't say where it was. So he moved somewhere else.
Yeah.
Moved into this house, didn't like it, didn't feel connected with the area at all, missed Eastbourne really badly. But the postcode he moved to won him £350,000 on a lottery 3 days after his divorce come through. So now you're not getting a penny of that.
Right, that's amazing, right?
£350,000.
He was meant to move to start a new life.
Absolutely, because the postcode he went to had to be, that's fate. It had to be that postcode for him
and
to win that money.
3 days after the...
3 days after the divorce, yeah. The Kushti. What's and he went to...
Something absolute, decree absolute.
Three days after that. Wow. So no comeback off that. And then he went first class to Australia to go and see his daughter. Stayed there, and he's still a bus driver, though.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, he loves it.
Wow.
And he bought the house that he lives in. And I think he's thinking of moving back down south again. So yeah, he's done all right. But that's literally from that next week, I've been doing the postcode lottery ever since.
And I should do it.
I do a tenner every now and again. And I always, when you win, they send you an email. It's like you'd think you'd won like a Lamborghini with the email that comes through. Oh my God, Mr. Bruce, congratulations. You've won a tenner.
No, but see, I've just done a show for the postcode lottery. And what's good is when you're a big winner,
yeah,
you go there and this whole big performance, like we've done a performance and then they were giving out.
If I won the lottery big and I went to a big event and you were there singing at me, I'd be like, this is weird.
This is weird. I can't get away from this guy. But so you've got like different, like you could have won this much, this much, this much. There was like people on there that had won like £200,000.
You can win a million.
Yeah, it's incredible.
Because you can win, you can buy 3 tickets. So you don't have to buy one. And then if I'd won the 300,000 that my mate won, I would have won 900,000 because I would have won it on all 3 tickets.
Yeah, it's really, really good.
But yeah, it's difficult when you get an email to say, you've won
a tenner.
Yeah. You go, I haven't won a tenner. It's cost me a tenner to buy. I've given you a tenner and you've given it to me back and gone, congratulations. Yeah. Post Malone, if you want anything big, let us know. 81400, put the word Essex at the front of your message. Grab us on the app as well. Post Malone and Chemical on the big drive home. It's Radio Essex, Post Malone and Chemical. Problems on the A127, an accident there on the 1015 Rayleigh Road, just by Kent Holmes Corner. Prince Avenue on the 127. Traffic is coping well, but an accident there. We'll give you an update on the travel and the news headlines. Next at four with Stevie.
Well, it will be a bright and dry end to the afternoon across Essex. Some places may still see some brief showers as we head towards the evening, and temperatures on your big drive home still reaching 22 degrees. I'm Stevie Shillinglaw. You're up to date.
With a remix.
Rewind.
Good,
have you,
Stevie.
Have you ever had a lucky streak?
Getting this job for a second time. It's
a lucky streak.
Yeah. Being rehired on... have I ever had a lucky streak? Once I won money twice in one day.
Oh, how? So tell me,
I
talk.
I went to a Tottenham versus something match.
Yeah, that's not lucky.
Right, and I won 700 quid on a bet.
Wow.
And then I'd put a lottery ticket on, and then by the time I got home, I'd won like a tenner on the lottery or whatever.
So you won twice in one day?
I won twice in one day, and it was like on a Wednesday or a Thursday or whatever.
Because we were talking about this this family in Maryland in America. They won 100 on a scratch card, 100,000 on a scratch card. She'd won 50,000 before, then she'd won a 50,000 the following month, the son won 50,000, and then the dad won 100,000. On scratch cards, all in the same household.
No, investigation launched.
Yeah, I thought that. Right. It's a bit of an inquest needed, I think.
So I won, yes.
Twice in one day.
Yeah, twice in one day.
I like that.
Let's go!
This is where hit music lives. If you play the hits live from the Icon Building. This is The Big Drive Home with Chris and Scott on Radio Essex.
What about you, Essex? Lucky streaks? Let us know on the text. You can grab us on 81400 with the word Essex at the front of your message.
This is the Hits Music Station, Radio Essex.
Anne-Marie, it's Radio Essex, Diploma Girl, and don't forget, my love, it's the big drive home, asking you about your lucky streaks. This is from a story of a family that just won the lottery like five times in 4 years, which is crazy. A couple of texts. You've got a story as well, Scott.
Yeah, so Stevie was saying that he'd won money twice in one day.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that happened to me. So I'd put a bet on Arsenal to, this is years ago. It was in the era where we just couldn't beat Chelsea. Didn't matter. We just couldn't get a win at Chelsea. I put a bet on Arsenal to win 2-1, Robin Van Persie scored the first goal. And I lost the betting slip. And I was that sure that I was onto a thing. I put the same bet on again. And then when I went to the bookies, I found both betting slips. So I won twice, and I was like, that's unbelievable.
Double bubble.
Yeah, and I was so chuffed.
Dean says, hi, guys. I checked my lottery tickets on Friday and was told I had to go to the post office.
Oh.
I was looking at Sunseeker, supercars, the whole works. Still happy, but could have been happy. I don't know whether to keep the check or cash it. I've cashed it. This was just three numbers. Great show as always. What's the check say? £791. That's decent cash.
That's decent money.
I just think when you're told you have to go to the post office, like, wow, this is a large amount of money that they can't hand over to me. I've got to go to the post office to go and get it. Dean, definitely cash it. Why would you keep that? 790. If it's like a fiver or something, I've got a mate who got a tax rebate for like 33p.
Brilliant.
And it's framed on his hallway.
Frame it.
He's walked in, he's got a cheque for 33p in his hallway. Dean, thank you for that. It's Radio Essex on the big drive home. It's Chris and Scott. Thank you for having us on 4:15 on a Tuesday. Getting you home. Problems earlier on the 127 Prince Avenue at the Rayleigh Road now cleared. That was problems around Kent Holmes Corner. The earlier accident has been cleared, so we're keep an eye on that for you. It looks like he's getting back to usual. Full travel update on the way, and Becky Hill with Lewis Thompson coming up. Busy on Five Bells roundabout as well as you head up towards the hospital on the A176. Pretty busy past hospital as well, up to the Five Bells roundabout. Keep an eye on that for you. All the travel news every 20 minutes on the big drive home is Sagala. You make me feel. It's Radio Essex, Calvin Harris, Dua Lipa, and and One Kiss, 4:27 on the Big Drive Home for Tuesday. Getting you home for whatever you're up to. Maybe just wrapping up school for the week. Maybe just sitting in the office thinking, 4:27? Oh, I've got another hour to go yet.
Well, you're already sort of packing up by 4:27, didn't you?
We came in here packing up at 3, didn't we? We started wiping down the surfaces, putting the cups in the dishwasher. We're like, we're nearly done.
We're nearly finished.
Just 3 hours to go. Woo!
You know, first two links were world class. So, you know, it's all downhill from there.
Do you know what Wayne Rooney's doing at the moment?
Who? Wayne Rooney.
You know Wayne Rooney?
Yeah.
You know what he's doing at the moment? Rooney! They're all singing in the stands.
Saying that, yeah.
Wayne Rooney is using Football Manager to find players.
No, he's not.
Yes, he is. And so does Jose Mourinho.
What?
So Wayne Rooney is now at DC in Washington. He's DC United's manager. He struck a deal with the makers to advertise the video game in exchange for use of their scouts. So he also said serial winner Mourinho does the same thing. So I've played Football Manager. I love it. I really like it. And you do. You search on there and you go, oh, this young lad's like 17. Looks like he's got good stats here, good corner taking.
It's very clever.
It's properly in-depth. It's really in-depth. I don't know if it's cheating, but
no,
I mean, I don't know whether that means that when I'm on a flight simulator, I am actually really now flying a plane.
No, you're not.
Because you're not. When Wayne Rooney's playing as a real Football Manager for Washington, D.C., he's also on a PlayStation or a computer playing it as well.
No, yes.
Similar, isn't it?
You know where this falls down? No, it's not. Where this falls down your thing is that what he's going to do is he's going to then say to his actual real scout, can you go and have a look at the player?
Yeah.
Because he can't look at it. So what he's doing is he's doing a little bit of the legwork and he's saying to his scout, Dave Billington looks really good. He's 17 from Ajax.
Yeah.
Go and have a look at him. Then he sends his scout, if you got in a real plane, you would die.
I would not. I reckon I'm watching, what's the program I'm watching? Hijacked on Apple Plus, right? There's a situation there where I reckon I could take over. I could do, because when you're watching, aren't you?
I am, yes.
When the captain's done certain things, which I won't tell you about if you're watching Hijacked, I know what he's done and I know how he's done it and I can understand it. I could do the same thing.
Are you telling me, live on the radio now, that if you were on a plane and there was trouble, you are thinking, because I know you're quite a nervous flyer, aren't you? And you have a little bit of health anxiety, don't you? You're going to stand up and go, I've got it! And you're going to walk
when
to the cockpit.
When they say, is there a pilot on board?
You're going
to
say,
I'm putting my hand up to go, yeah, go on then.
And then I think your lovely wife, Karen, is going to put your hand down and she's going to say, ignore him.
Hang on a minute, All right, whoa. Let's back up. We're on a plane, me and you.
Yep.
Yeah, we're going off to somewhere nice. I don't know. Ibiza.
Okay.
Right?
Okay.
Stuff goes down on plane.
Yeah.
Is there a pilot in the house? No one replies. No one. Are you not going to let me have a go? Are you not going to... Come on, let's think about this logically. Are you not going to go, you've done a bit of flight sim, haven't you? And I'll go, yep, and I could absolutely land the plane.
Right, no, right, because let me tell you, right, this is gospel. No, this is gospel.
Why would you let me have a go? How bad do you think I am?
No, because I actually think the roles would reverse. This is what I generally think would happen on that plane. No one puts a hand up. I'd be getting panicky. I'd be like, no one's with a hand up.
Yeah.
Then it would cross my mind.
I wouldn't be panicking because I'd know it'd be an autopilot.
I would go, hang on, Chris has done a bit of flight sim. Look at you. You'd be white in. You'd
I wouldn't be white. I'd already be at the front.
No, you'd be scared out of your wits. You would not fly the plane.
I'd be like, guys, get me a PlayStation controller and I'll get this plane down. 4:31, Big Drive Home with Becky Hill. Side Effects on Radio Essex. It's Radio Essex Metro booming and creeping. Tuesday on the Big Drive Home. So Wayne Rooney is using Football Manager to basically help him find players for his football team, Washington, D.C. And I mentioned it's very similar to how I can actually fly a plane because of Flight Simulator that I play at home on my computer.
It's different.
And I said, if we were on a plane together.
Yep.
And they said, you know, that horrible, is there any pilots on board? And if no one put the hand up, because obviously I'm going to wait for a BAE pilot to go, yeah, I'm a pilot. I'm not going to jump in and go, I reckon I'm better than him.
I'm more qualified than him. How long have you been in the job?
If there's an actual pilot, I'm letting him go first, all right? fair play. If no one comes forward, and I've driven, whatever you call it, flown. I've flown a whatever we're in, a Boeing. I've flown one of these before. I'll give it a go. We're in autopilot. I know I had to do autopilot. To be fair, we'd be okay. The taking off and the landing, bit rocky. The bit in the middle, absolutely brilliant at it, because you don't do anything. You just leave it. It's fine. It just does it all to itself.
I know that. But what?
So most of the flight, I'd be brilliant. Like, world class. It's just that there's two little points that I would struggle with. It's just the going up and coming down bit. But the rest of it, we are literally, I mean, it'd be the same as any other pilot.
But this is how I'm going to I'm going to do you a slight comparison, right?
Yeah.
So, you love karaoke, don't you?
Love the karaoke.
You're good.
Yeah.
You're good at karaoke.
Yeah.
Got a bit of a voice in there, Chris.
Well, thank you.
Yeah. If I was at a 5 gig.
Yeah.
And, you don't know any words anyway, so that wouldn't help, but, and I went, Chris.
Yeah.
And there's thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of people there.
Yeah.
I mean, Chris, it's just like karaoke.
Yeah.
Are you getting up? And getting up, I'll give you the microphone.
No, I don't think I'm a professional singer. I think I can fly a plane, though.
I don't.
I'm not saying that I've watched doctor programs, and if they said, is there a doctor on board, I'm not putting my hand up and going, I'll give it a go.
It's the same. It's the same as you watching Casualty. It's the same.
Linda and Rayleigh, what are you saying?
Evening, lads. It's Lynn from Rayleigh. I'm really laughing at this little clip you're playing at the minute. So you're going to put your hand up. Is there a pilot on the plane?
Hello.
Yeah, sort of. No. And your wife is going to go, put your hand down. He's not a pilot. He's a very naughty boy.
I say, who is this next to me? I can fly the plane. In auto, I reckon, honestly, I've said this before, challenge me, take me to a simulator in a, you know, they do proper 747 simulators. I could get up and get down without having anyone telling me how to do it.
It's like you're singing the five song at the moment. If I remember rightly, I bought you a flight
thing. It's a real plane.
For your birthday.
I don't want to fly a plane. I will only do it if... I don't want to actually fly a plane, really. I don't really want to fly a plane. If I was in a situation, I would have to give it a go. Because if I'm the closest they've got to somebody that might understand how the controls worked, that would be useful.
No.
Of course it would. You would. What would you say, to sit down, I'd rather die? That's what you'd say. You go, don't even try. Don't even try to land the plane.
I'd be forcing you at the last minute.
Of course
going,
you would.
I'd be going, come on, Chris. But you'd go,
oh, no, and you'd start, and also you'd be like, I've always known you could do it. And I'd be like, no, you haven't. You've never
trusted me.
I think we should go to a flight simulator. I've said this before. Get some social media there. We'll do the social media. I'll get into a 747 flight sim. You say to the captain, you can't show him what to do. He literally needs to start it up, get it up there and land it.
Let's do it.
And even if I get it a bit wrong, as long as no one died, that's the thing. Even if he went, oh, you're a bit close on the land, that's irrelevant. If I got the plane up and down and he said, yeah, we would have all still been alive.
If you do it, I will.
Somebody must know a flight simulator place in Essex that does proper 747 flight sims. There's loads. Somebody must know of one. Get in touch with us and I'll do it. And you can film it and we'll see what happens. Fair enough, if the captain says... But it's a flight sim.
I know, I'm joking.
It'd be in a garden.
Yeah.
D says, there's no ignore crash button on real planes, Chris. Yeah, you can ignore crash. But I wouldn't do that because it would be real.
Yeah, I can imagine you in the cockpit going, don't worry, ignore that. Ignore the crash.
Don't worry about the pilot. Just press control, alt, delete. Start the flight again. It'll be fine. No, I don't know. But I think I could do it.
Okay.
If somebody's got a flight simulator, not like one I've got at home, like a proper one, get in touch and we'll film it.
Okay.
Yeah, that'd be fun. Rather than an actual plane, because that'd be taking it too far.
Anyone got a plane?
Too far. Right, 4:42. Radio Essex, Niall Horan and Meltdown. I'm telling you now, 10 to 5, Tuesday, big drive home. He's still all mocking me about the flight sim. I don't mind. Put me in an actual 747 flight sim and I will get the plane up and I'll bring it back down again.
Mate.
Like, properly.
Mate, listen.
Yeah.
If we were on that plane and you did it,
yeah.
I would be so happy because you'd have saved my life and I'd never rib you about it again.
Yeah, here you go.
But I don't... Be- I, I don't think...
Jolaine, what are you saying?
So, Chris, answer me this.
Go on.
If you was on holiday with Martin Day from The Breakfast Show, which one of you would put your hand up and fly the plane first?
Martin, because he's a pilot. I'm not stupid. I'm not going to... If somebody goes... If I've got my hand up and some bloke next to me has got his hand up and they say to me, they go, and you've got experience, I go, well, you know, I've done a flight sim, and the guy next to me says, I've done 16 years backwards and forwards to Vegas. I'm not going to go, yeah, I reckon I should take this one. Of course I'm going to let him go first. I'll be the most, I'll take him there. I could be my, I'd go with Martin. I'd be his co-pilot. I'd be his Sue.
Yeah,
if that helps.
Okay.
I'll sit in the corner and, you know, I'll make people laugh. So that's fine. I'll do that.
Brilliant. Okay.
I'll be on the mic. Hello, nothing to worry about. Martin Day's got it all sorted out. It's all sorted out. Thank you. Thank you for flying with Day and Brooks Airlines. I'll do that. I think that'd be absolutely fine.
I think people would be going, get this annoying guy away from us. He's going down.
Bing bong.
Would you try and sell him windows and conservatories?
I was just about to do the bing bong, and I was just about to say, if you've thought about new windows and doors, then T's and C's apply. Your life might be in danger if you fly with Brooks and Day Airlines. Thank you. Bing bong. And then I'll go, bing, bong, mine, stop screaming, we're live. Hello, ladies and gentlemen. I think it'll be fine. But of course, I would let Martin go first because he's driven, flown, rode an actual plane. But he's only flown a 747 on a like I have.
Yeah, you have.
Like
you
I have.
The same with that.
But he would understand the wings and that. So I would let him obviously give it a go because he would probably definitely know what he was doing. I would very possibly know what I was doing. If I was the last option, that's what I'm saying. If everyone else was like, they never touched the PlayStation, and I was the only one that did flight sim, you'd
I'd
have
you
to let me have a go.
Ears.
You'd have to let me have a go. I think that's
yeah,
normal.
I agree.
But it, like I say, if anyone's got a proper, not a flight sim like I've got, if anyone knows anyone that's got one of those, because there are schools, you can pay money, can't you, like to go and fly a plane.
Yeah.
If anyone's got anything like that, let us know and I'll prove it.
Okay.
Get us up and get us back down again.
Brilliant.
8 minutes to five, big drive home. It's Radio Essex 50-50 and Cupid 5 to 5, big drive home. It's Chris and Scott. We're back after five. Plenty more tunes coming up. A to Z of music and an update on Party in the Car Park. Details coming up.
Arsenal boss Mikel Arteta believes Declan Rice can be their lighthouse, whose aura and leadership will give his team a different dimension next season. The England midfielder is training with his new teammates on their tour of the USA after completing a £105 million move from West Ham. Arteta's side are looking to go one better than the previous campaign when they were Premier League runners-up.
Declan is very much known in the league and he's done tremendously well both for West Ham and the England national team. And yeah, he's a team that's going to bring a lot of qualities, a lot of leadership, a lot of experience in the league.
Do you know what? I think he will hit the ground running. Like, it's not like there's loads of hype over him. What are you looking at?
What?
He's Premier League proven, isn't he, Declan Rice?
Oh no. Scott's talking about Arsenal again.
He is, though, isn't he?
Yeah.
He's Premier League proven.
But do you think that this could be another Michael Owen at Real Madrid situation?
What's going on here?
No, I don't. What are you talking about? Michael Owen went to a different league and didn't do amazing things. Declan Rice.
I love watching Stevie have a football conversation with you.
Because there's just little bits that are in my mind. I remember he went to Real Madrid, played a couple of matches, sat on the bench, came home.
Yeah, but I would agree with you. If Declan Rice maybe moved to somewhere like Real Madrid, he might not have the impact that he will have at Arsenal. I generally think he's not coming from a different league. He's coming from down the road. And what he done with West Ham was incredible. I think he can do even bigger and better things at Arsenal.
We live and learn. And also Premier League fantasy football starting very soon. We'll talk about that in a couple of weeks.
I'm going to do that.
With Adventure Island, Southend has been crowned the sunniest place in the UK. Come and enjoy a day out today.
The bright sunny spells will hang around well into the evening, but otherwise it will be an overcast and dry and mild night across Essex. Temperatures on your big drive home still reaching 21 degrees. I'm Stevie Shillinglaw. I'm now football correspondent.
You are pretty much the football correspondent.
What was it that the question that I got? Oh, who
when Blackburn won the Premier League.
Yeah,
don't know about that.
We were naming clubs that won the Premier League and you were like, Blackburn was one of them. Yeah. That was good.
Well done, Stevie.
This is from my actual brain. It's not from Google.
When you just asked in the Michael Owen question, it was reminiscent of when you were doing cricket updates last couple of weeks ago. And that starts again soon, doesn't it?
The third test starts at... The fourth test. Starts... At Old Trafford tomorrow.
Is exactly the correct answer.
And guess what? I stayed at that hotel the other day looking out at the cricket ground.
It
looked incredible.
Great, isn't it? I love it.
Where hit music lives.
Give me a scream if you're from Essex, throw it
here! This is Radio Essex, a hit music station. The Big Drive Home with Chris and Scott.
Okay, Big Drive Home on, just gone 5 o'clock. Details of the party in the car park. We got an update. Give me that in just a second. A to Z of music on the way as well. And this is from Leanne. Turn it up louder, louder, louder. Give it to me,
just give it to me. Radio Essex.
Chris and Scott, weekdays from 3. And it's live.
Sam Ryder and Spaceman on the Big Drive Home. It's Chris and Scott for Tuesday. And we talked about taking the show on the road. A couple of people asked us, if, you know, Radio 1's road show was like 50 years. It's like an anniversary coming up. So somebody said, you should recreate the Radio 1 road show. And I thought, yeah, that'd be fun. Get like 50,000 people on various beaches around Essex. Get Ollie Murs, get Sam Ryder, get you boys from 5 down there. And then we thought, do something smaller that requires less work.
Yeah.
And then we come up with party in the park still, just the word car in front of park. So we party in the car park.
I'm loving it.
Mm. And then we go to pubs around the Essex area and we take over a car park.
And do our show.
Yeah. We checked with the head office about budgets and we now know the budget is not there, so we don't have one of them. But what we do have is a lot of enthusiasm.
We do have a lot of enthusiasm.
So, and there are lots of nice listeners that have offered us things to make this work. So we think we've got like a crew van.
Yeah, possibly.
Yeah,
we've got a driver because Trev said
he's going to drive because he's our cabbie anyway.
Yeah.
So we said to him, we've got like, and actually I think the hire company, is it, which hire company?
It's a Hockley Van Hire.
Yeah, I think they're more happy with Trevor because he's an actual like professional driver.
Professional driver, yeah.
So we've got a driver, we've got a crew van. So now we are the Radio 1 Roadshow, basically.
We are, yeah.
We've got a possible location in Brightlingsea, which is the football club pub.
Yeah.
So there's a car park there. Because he said we've got the football stadium. He's like, we probably won't need the stadium. It's the car park.
Just need a couple of chairs.
Yeah, so that's it. And he got a bar there, so that'd be fine. So so we've got the Brightlingsea one covered.
Yeah.
Braintree somewhere we're looking to
Braintree.
Set up base.
Mm.
So we're doing this in about 3 or 4 weeks. About 3 or 4 weeks?
Yeah, it's in about a month's time.
Yeah, we're going to do a week of shows from various pub car parks around Essex. It'll be amazing if you come and saw us. Obviously, that would be better than it being empty.
Because then you could listen with your ears that you normally do, but see with your eyes.
Yeah, and see what's happening. We'll have Stevie down there doing the news. We'll be there. We'll be playing tunes. You'll be able to hear it from some speakers. And I think we've got mega inflatables coming down to do bouncy castles and stuff. So you bring the kids down. I think it'd be a laugh.
I reckon it sounds amazing.
But what we could do with it is we're looking for a pub in Braintree. It probably needs to serve like food and Capri Sun. Obviously, because that's what we drink.
I can have a couple of Capri Suns, can't I?
You can, yeah.
During the show.
Yeah, on draft.
Yeah.
Some of them.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what the idea is, it's like if you've got an idea of a pub in Braintree, ideally if you own a pub in Braintree, that's better rather than recommending a pub, because then it's better if they're listeners, because then they understand. If we just ring up random pubs and say, is it all right if we set up a radio show in your car park?
What?
They'd be like, why would you need to do that?
Yeah, why do you want to do that? Yeah.
But if you know of a pub or you know of a pub that listens, let them know that we're looking for a place to go in Braintree. It doesn't have to be a pub. It could be like the football club, like the one in Brightlingsea that we've got. It could be a workman's club. It could be anything like that.
Yeah.
But let us know. And I think that would, Braintree would be the one I'd want to do second. I think we start in Brightlingsea, so you start north and then you work your way down to Southend.
Yes.
And end up on Friday, probably here on our balcony.
Yeah.
That's what we do.
Sounds good to me.
It's a good plan. Get in touch if you know anything. 81400 with the word Essex in the front of your message. If you've got anything that you could offer us that you think would work for a little day out with the family. Jugglers, yeah. Face painters.
That'd be good.
Anything like that, we'll have.
Ice cream van.
Well, I think we've got a conversation going on with Rossi's at the moment.
Yeah.
Try and get a Rossi's ice cream van to follow us. I think that conversation's happening. So, yeah, what have you got? Let us know, and we'll see you hopefully in about 3 weeks. Actually adding a harp into the tune. I thought it worked really well.
It was really good.
Did anyone notice, do you think?
Yeah.
I think there's another one coming.
And we're back in the room.
It's Radio Essex, 18 minutes after 5. Big drive home, busy, A12, London bound, around Cymbeline Way. There's an accident there. Looks like it's queuing back past the football stadium now. A12, London bound, around Cymbeline Way. Thank you so much for all the calls on that. We had loads of calls on that. We'll give you a travel update in just a second. Looking for pubs around the Braintree area for Party in the Car Park with Chris and Scott, which is coming to a town near you.
Yeah, coming to a pub car park near you.
It's taken on like a life of its own. We kind of did this. You were off last week, didn't we? Me and Tom were talking about it on the radio, and it just started to take off, didn't it?
Oh yeah, people love it.
Slow down a little bit now, but we'll still do it.
Be brilliant.
Would you? Can we just ask a little straw poll on the text and the app? Would you come if it was somewhere near you? Would you come along?
Yeah.
Just put a yes or don't put no. Just put a yes. You don't need to text us. If you wouldn't come, you don't need to text us. Dean's saying, Prince Louis is the best for a decent outside garden and space, especially for family and food. Second is the Green Dragon in Great Leeds. Give me a minute. I'll confirm the best for the area. I'll be there. So there you go. Dean's going to come.
Dean's there.
He's doing some work for us as well. Lisa in Braintree is going for the Astronomer. See, yeah, the Astronomer sounds nice.
Yeah.
Sounds like a pub. Easy to find.
Is he in Braintree?
Yeah,
it is, yeah. Well, Lisa's in Braintree, so Braintree's the one we're looking for, and then we're going to move across the week. I think we're going to do Brightlingsea, aren't we, football stadium?
Yes, we are.
We're going to get in contact with them. If you would come along, just to give us an idea on numbers, just put the word yes on a text. 81400, put the word Essex in yes, or grab us on the app as well. Just to give us an idea on numbers. Always annoying when you plan for 10,000 people and 5 people turn up. It's always a bit difficult. Do that and then we'll have an idea. 5:20, big drive home. Put the area you're in as well so we know which ones to concentrate on.
Yes.
That's a good plan as well. 5:20. Problems on the A12 as well. Southbound, Junction 27, Cymbeline Way, the Avenue of Remembrance roundabout. There's an accident there. Slow traffic. Pretty much back past the football stadium now if you're heading southbound on the A12 around Cymbeline Way at Junction 27. Right, Tuesday on the big drive home, 5:25, ending the show soon. If you want to get your end of the shows in, you can do that now. Just a straightforward Tuesday, completed it, mate. You can do it any style you want tonight. Tuesday, completed it, mate. You could be ending the show tonight just before 6. Here's Miley. Jack Jones, Fireboy, DML, and Me and My Guitar is 5:30. Big drive home, just ahead of the 8 of the music. Natalie and Whittam. Hi, guys. Regards to the Radio Essex party at the car park, I've spoken to the owners of Whittam Rugby Club about the roadshow. Roadshow's heavy. Roadshow sounds bigger than it might. It's probably false advertising. They would be interested. Can you send details? Contact manager. I've got some details there, Tom. Got phone numbers.
Right.
I've got people.
Our people are talking to their people.
They have a car park, a massive field, and a club bar. I mean, that ticks all the boxes.
Tick, tick, tick.
Whittam as well is perfect. Because we're going to do Chelmsford. But actually, Whittam, you're there on the A12 there, aren't you? Braintree's not a million miles away.
If you've done Brightlingsea,
yeah.
Then Whittam.
Yeah. Or Braintree, then Whittam.
Braintree, then Whittam.
Yeah.
Then Billericay, then Southend.
Billericay, Wickford, but Basel, that part of Essex, and then ending on Southend.
I could talk to the gun.
Yeah, we could. I mean, there's loads of... That's a big car park there.
Yeah, massive.
Yeah,
we could do that car park.
Yeah. I think this is good. I think we are getting there. We'll talk more about this tomorrow. But this is going to be what when are we doing it?
It is the weekend.
No, I don't think not so, mate.
Weekend.
Contractually, that's not happening.
No. Week commencing the 21st of August.
Okay, yeah, and that's a Monday. So we do Monday to Thursday, yeah. And then Friday we're going to be back here home, but on the balcony.
Yes.
Yeah, this is perfect.
Or in Sands.
Yeah, we haven't worked that out yet. But we're going to be in Southend on the Friday. And it's just a bit of an Essex. It's like a world tour of Essex.
It's called a world tour.
I mean, a lot of people are saying because Essex is the biggest county in the world. Are you going to Zimbabwe, New York City, and all the places that we? But not we're
sure
not.
We can fit it in, and it looks like we've got some tour t-shirts there as well.
Oh, yeah, so Janine said, if you can give us your sizes and details, dates and venues. Oh, we'll have all the dates and venues on the back, like a tour t-shirt.
That'd be so good.
We can make them for you. Tour t-shirts from Janine. This is all great. Tom's got all of your details. Natalie and Janine, he's going to start making some phone calls and getting this organised. But thank you for getting in touch with us as we continue to build, out of nowhere, Party in the Car Park.
Now, the A to Z of music.
A to Z of music is on, and being a Tuesday,
rap stars and DJs.
We're looking for rap stars and DJs that begin with the letter T for Tiny Temper.
Toya Cruz.
Tupac.
Toya Cruz, Tupac. Timbaland.
Yes.
Tiger.
And, yeah. Yes. And. No, I'm out.
No, I'm done.
Yeah, I don't know.
TLC.
No,
I'm out as well. Anyway, T. Rap stars, DJs, dance acts beginning with the letter T is what we're looking for, and they can be in.
Can we have Tupac?
I just said that.
No, did you? Oh, because Tupac works because he's a solo artist, but he is a rap. Yeah, so well done, Tom.
Yeah, that works.
Yeah, it does
work. He doesn't listen to me,
no,
does he?
No.
Sorry, who's talking?
Huh?
What?
What's going on? In a minute, he's going to go, Tiny Temper.
Tiny Temper's
a good one. It is a good one, isn't it? Yeah.
Timbaland.
Yeah. If you want to get in touch, then just let us know the artist beginning with T from the Rap Star DJ area that you would like to get in touch.
T-Pain's a good one.
T-Pain, yeah. Radio Essex, Taylor Swift, Anti-Hero. Big drive home on the A to Z of music for the letter T. We're looking at rap stars and DJs with the letter T. And these are the two that had the most votes today. She said she too young, no one, no man. Tiesto. Tune. Jackie Chan.
It is a tune
like this. If you want to hear Tiesto, put the word Tiesto in your message box 81400. Put the word Essex and Tiesto. Or.
Oh, yes.
Tupac, California. If you want to hear this, put the word Tupac in your message box 81400. Essex and Tupac, or you can do that via the app as well. And the winning tune plays before 6 o'clock tonight. You decide, Essex. Radio Essex, Calvin Harris, Ellie Goulding, and Miracle. Chris and Scott, big drive home. Young Joe on the radio from six tonight. You going to miss us when we're on world tour?
World tour?
Where, what? When what? We're party in the park?
Car park.
Party in the car park?
Yep.
You don't have to keep saying that.
It's just world tour.
World tour.
Well, someone's got to be here holding the fort down, yeah. Haven't they? So,
yeah, because it's going to be
while you're off flight.
Bedlam where we are.
Gallivanting,
obviously.
They call it gallivanting.
Yeah. We are going to be... No, we're spreading the radio station name across the county.
Yeah.
Biggest county in the world as well, so it's going to take you a long time.
We've decided to do the traditional Essex, not the biggest county in the world, Essex.
You're not.
I've already
you're
been
not
to
doing Pennsylvania.
I've already been to Denia the year to see a listener in the Spanish part of Essex. I already went there and had a breakfast there.
Oh, I had a small conversation, very small conversation with the boss, because he had heard about it. And he was just a little passing comment, and he said, it sounds like you and Chris are just going to pubs, is what he said. I think you're overlooking at the extra listeners we're going to bring in. He seemed to like that.
Yeah.
And I said, we won't do birthdays. And
that's the bargain point, isn't it?
And it is for us, yeah.
Because I was like, I didn't say how do, because I like my fob to work. I said, well, what makes you think we just want to do it in pubs? As if we're not that type of guy.
Yeah.
It's in the car park anyway, not
exactly,
in the actual pub.
Exactly.
It's outside of the pub. Thank
and
you very
we've
much.
We've specifically said they've got to do Capri Sun.
Yeah.
We've not said anything about all the other drinks.
On draft.
Guinness.
Yeah.
Like, we haven't said anything about that.
Star problem.
Karen says, hi, Chris and Scott. I thought about your request for car parks in pubs in Braintree. There's a nice long list there, Tom, for you to go through. Love your show. Looking forward to seeing you and Scott in Braintree in a few weeks. It won't be long now. We've got a lot of people from Braintree looking forward to this as well. So,
it'll be good.
Braintree, yeah, we're working on that. We're going to follow up the leads with Brightling Sea for the Monday.
Whittam.
That'd be a good place to start. Whittam Rugby Club's a really good one. So if you've texted today, Tom's got your phone number and he will give you a call and get everything sorted out, which is good. It's exciting, Joe.
It is. Very
it's exciting.
Yeah. On the
come,
road.
Do you want to come down and flip a couple of burgers?
Well.
Unpaid?
Why is he there serving people burgers?
Well, he
just make tea for everyone.
He doesn't get paid. He doesn't get paid. He might as well be flipping burgers there.
Get a burger van down there, make some cash.
Burger van.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll talk more on party in the car park as the week goes and as we get closer, which we reckon it's about 3 or 4 weeks' time, so we'll get busy with that. Joe on the radio next, any guests in tonight?
No, not tonight.
Lazy.
Just me, myself,
it's
and I.
It's very lazy, that. You got one Wednesday?
No, not
this week. You got any guests this week?
No, not this week.
Slacking.
No. Oh, just because you're double showing this week. Yeah. Are you doing double showing all week, are you?
I don't know.
No, I don't think you are. I think Connor's back tomorrow. I'm sure that's what I heard. But yeah, you're on the radio next at 6.
Uh-huh.
Hot 7 at 7 coming up.
From
travel
7.
News and all that. 8 o'clock, it's good. And then 9 o'clock. 9 o'clock is we don't talk about it.
Yeah.
But it's still good.
You have to listen at 9.
It's really still good. It's still really good.
You need to join in at 9 and get involved in that. Joe coming up next. 2-1, Tupac or Tiësto.
It's got to be Tupac.
Yeah, I thought so.
Right, ending the show in just a second is Mark. Thank you, Mark, for getting involved in that. We'll do it again tomorrow from 3. Have a good Tuesday night.
My
Tuesday completed it, mate.
It's time for the Big Drive Home Podcast.
We have to get out of here.
With Chris and Scott. Thanks for listening to Radio Essex.
Well, that's it. End communication.